the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brochus, shmane esse bichus lach lano. Shalom uvracha. We are starting today, the next bracha in shmane esse, slach lano vinu kichotonu. It is the hemshech of the previous bracha, and is the third of the bakoshas that we have. And like we said, before we go to our next bakoshas, we have to start with the most basic things. The most basic thing is the first bracha of das, to know what is important in life, where to put all our energy in our life. And now we need the down to Hashem, that we should have the ability to have the right focus. And then, kamuvan, the intellectual ability to understand things properly. Once we understand what life is all about, then we automatically go to the appreciation of tshuva. That we want the tshuva shalema. We want to be completely close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want what we know in our mind to affect our behavior. And the third bracha, slach lanu, is the bracha that is following a request for tshuva. We're making a general request for tshuva that we should be zeichet to tshuva. The slach lanu is coming from recognition that we have averis, and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to clean our slate from those averis. What tshuva is that we want to be zeichet to go through the process and bring ourselves closer to Hashem. And the shlicha is that when we bring ourselves closer to Hashem, we want it to be zeichet that Hashem will remove all the mechitzes, all the blocking that was done by our averis, or the filth kaviyachol that we amassed from our averis. This is the biggest chesed that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, and many others speak about it. That's a matana Kadosh Baruch gave to Klal Yisrael that no other nation has. Even though the nations can be chozer b'tshuva, we see by Ninveh they were chozer b'tshuva, but it's different than the Jewish relationship with Hashem. And that's why it's called slach. There's a difference between mechila and slicha. Mechila means that, let's say you owe me money. I say, I'm moichel, the money you owe me. You owe me $100. I say, I'm moichel. It means that I'm not going to demand that money. You don't owe me it anymore. But the fact that you did owe the money till now remains. In the case of mechila also, doesn't mean that the whole thing was negated, wiped out, as if it didn't exist. It means that, well, till now, I had a kapeid about it, and now I'm not going to be makbin. Someone insulted me. When I'm meichel him, so very often, the mechila is, almost always is that way, the mechila is that I feel bad that I did something bad to me, but I'm willing to forego it, and I'm willing to continue the relationship in a positive fashion. But there's always some remnants of what was done. Slicha is a special gift that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, that if we changed our mind frame, and we change our behavior, and we come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we did till now is completely wiped off. Does not exist anymore. That is slicha. We're back to the position we were before the chet. And sometimes we even are in a better position. Like it says, if a person is chozer b'tshuva mi'ava, out of love of Hashem, then the zdoinus, the serious aveiros that he made, becomes zchuyos. Why is it zchuyos? Because he used the mistake he made, or even the rebellion that he did, as a way to bring himself closer to Hashem. So he's in a higher position than he was before. He thought he was able to change himself around, take himself away from a matzav of richuk, a matzav involved in himself and his selfish desires, and foregoing then coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Dafkan Aveda sometimes could bring a person to a higher level than he was before. Come around, we don't do Lachat Chiva, but if it happened, that's what happened. They say, heard once from the Stipler, a simple idea. A person is nichshol in aveda. So let's give an example. A person has a big yetzer to eat a hamburger, which isn't kosher. And every day passes his store, and he's in his gabe, he doesn't eat it. And one day, finally, couldn't control himself, he gave in, and he ate the non-kosher food. So in his mind, he was nichshol in aveda. And That's it. That's how everything happens. So it's true. Every aver we do, what's aver, what we eat, what we say, what we do, what we think, all those averes are terrible things. But it's not the end of the game. Once a person was nichshel, now starts the next stage. I was nichshel, yes. I did not heed to the Ratzon Hashem. But now I could take that act and use it as a way of being chayzer b'tshuva, strengthening myself, bringing myself even more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's never a state that a person says, oh, I blew it. And I just have to mourn for the fact that I'm not behaving right. The only time we mourn is when somebody's nifta. As long as we're alive, there's no mourning. We add the rabbi, we analyze what we did, and we use it as a way to mechazik myself. Once, number one, to come back to Hashem. Number two, to think out how I protect myself from coming to that position, to that situation later on. You know, the same thing with kas. A person gets angry often. If he takes that as a wake-up call that, you know, I'm getting angry often. Let me try to pay attention to what things trigger my anger. Then little by little, see how I could control it.
Kol HaLashon.
I see what triggers it, and I remind myself how futile it is, how little I gain from it, and how it's the opposite of what Hashem wants me to do. Little by little, I can work on it. HaKoponim. So that is Selicha. And that's the bracha of Slach Lonu, that we're going to be shoved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we spell that we should be Zeicha to Selicha. Now there's two Lashonis that we say. Slach Lonu Avinu Kichatonu, Mechal Lonu Malkeinu Kifashanu. These are referring to two levels of sin. As you know, chet is a sin that one does without thinking. The shoyge. It's a lower level of a chet. Pesha is rebellion. Somebody, v'dafka, he does not do the Ratzon Hashem. That's what we're saying. First, we're saying the death of requests are your first request, the easier requests. Chatonu, we did our various b'shoigeg. Slach lo avinu, like we said, slach means please. Completely wipe off those aveirs we did b'shoigeg, because you're avinu. And we also are still relating to as avinu, because we want to do your ratzon. But, chatonu, we made mistakes. The second thing is mechal lanu malkeinu kifoshanu. If we were pashan and we rebelled, we're not acting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a father. If we're acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father, then we, like we say, im kibonim, im kavodim. We're not kibonim, at least kavodim, avodim of the melech, the great melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though we were pasheya and we took ourselves out of your dominion, you want to come back and we want you the Torah is king. We're not yet zeicha to have the status of talking to you as a father when we're in the status of chet. We didn't so ask mechila, which, like we said, mechila is a lower level. At least be mechila. At least don't hold it against us. We want to change our ways. We want to come back. So we're covering the different levels of aveira: the shogeg level of aveira and the mezid level of aveira. At the end, we say a hayadat Hashem, a recognition. So if you notice that we switched around the order. In the beginning we said Slach lanu, Machal lanu malkeinu, and now we're saying Moichel b'Seleach. We're doing the Mechila before the Slicha. So the explanation is like this. In the beginning we started off with Achatoim, and in our requests we start from the Kala Lakovit, from the smaller Zeris to the bigger Zeris. The smaller aveiros, we ask for complete slicha. From the bigger aveiros, we can't ask right away for the big slicha. First, we have to knock it down from being a pesha and a rebellion to at least a state of where the tshuva and Hashem is moichel. But if we continue with our tshuva, even if we were moired in the beginning, we get to a point of slicha even on the pshoim. But our first request as a pesheya is mechila. That's what we're saying. Moichel v'selech means that no matter how bad our veyers are, first you do the mechila. And if we continue with our tshuva process, we can be even zeicha to slicha, completely wiping it off, even if we rebelled against you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying. And we end with the bracha by saying that chanun amar v'lisloyach. The reason why we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we turn to you? Yitzhar very often tells a person, how could I turn to Hashem? I'm so far away, I'm doing so many aveiros. bad midas I have and these other things I'm doing, my tefillahs and my this, just day in, day out, the same thing. Hashem is probably worn out from me already. He's not interested in me. No, chanun. Hashem is choinen. He gives chesed chinom, even if we don't deserve it. And we recognize that. We recognize you're always there for us no matter how we're behaving. Hamabel is loyach. You're always going out of your way to make a full slicha as much as possible. And that's why we're turning to you. So, we should be zeicha to use this bracha. And like we said in the previous brachas, we have to say this in this bracha also. Make it alive. Don't just say, oh, I have now a beautiful Dvar Torah, I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be my Abba when I'm doing Chatoyim. You should be like a Melech when I'm doing Kshoyim. Hashem is not interested right now in us telling him all the Chidushim in the Siddur. What he is, and the only reason why we said the Perush is so we should know what we're saying. But when we sing these words, it's G'day to think for a second, what happened in the last day? Why am I saying this? I'm just saying this because I want Hashem to make a slicha abstract, not nogeh to me, or make me feel alive. When I'm saying, chotonu, whatever, I forgot to say a brocha. Inadvertently, I said a lashon hara. Whatever I did, I got angry, got insulted, whatever it may be, the different things that happened at a tefillah without kavana. I wasted time. Think of what happened at the last skufa and put that into the brocha. That's part of this brocha. The brocha is part of the tshuva process. Together with the actual tshuva of trying to leave the Aveira, Ben Yehuda says that part of the tshuva process is also to be mispalta kodesh bohu, that we should be zeicha to have a relationship completely back, complete slicha. So that's what in Yiras Hashem, if we take advantage of this and think a little bit of some of the nekudas that we want a slicha for, that we want to work on, and we ask Hashem that he should give us the full slicha on these things, Yiras Hashem, Hashem will listen to our tefillas. Hashem is chanun ha'malbe l'sloyach.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.